The post office is a timber building constructed in 1926 to a standard design. The adjoining block, to your left, or to the west, has a timber postal residence set back from the road. The earliest post office service at Yungaburra had been from the railway station, which was to your right, in Maud Keogh Park. The land on which the post office was later built was part of an agricultural farm selected by George O'Donnell in 1899. In 1900, the land was sold to George Wedderburn and subdivided into numerous small blocks in 1910. The first postal services were conducted from the railway station, a common arrangement where mail travelled by rail and where there was no post office. From 1924, the postmaster, L. Craven, is listed in the post office directory for Yungaburra and served in this capacity for several years. The Gillies Highway between Yungaburra and Gordonvale was opened on the 26th of June 1926, providing the first trafficable road to the Tablelands. The road link made Yungaburra a gateway to the natural attractions of the Tablelands and created a second period of development in the town due to the blossoming tourist trade to the nearby lakes. Probably in response to this increased demand, the Commonwealth of Australia purchased both blocks of land in August 1926 and conducted a post office building on Lot 19. It is not known whether or not the building used as a post office residence was already there or was built concurrently. The interwar period was an active period for the construction of post offices, and 26 buildings of this standard porch and gable design were constructed in Queensland country towns between 1923 and 1939. This type of post office building contained no accommodation for postal officers, quarters being in a separate building, although a domestic scale was maintained. Materials introduced in this style included concrete stumps and shingles on the sun hoods, both of which can be seen at Yungaburra. The post office had several staff members and a telephone exchange. Many tourists visiting Yungaburra and staying at the nearby hotel would have used the post office. During World War II, many troops were stationed on the Tablelands and visited Yungaburra for recreational purposes. A Mr. T.L. Beatty was postmaster throughout the war years. In 1974, with changes in post office operations, the property passed onto private hands. Thank you for listening. This information was provided from the Queensland Heritage website.